You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 16th day of September 2013. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line. Kurt Kimmel, he's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, where he serves as their senior grains analyst. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Now, what does the senior grains analyst say about the 30-cent drop in the soybeans today?
Well, that's a good question.
that is a good question, isn't it?
I might have to ask the junior analyst here. we basically saw a little bit of rain over the weekend here, and that kind of sent the tone that maybe it could help these later beans, and we kind of gapped lower in the overnight opening trade there. And that sort of put the negative feature in there, not able to get up there and close that opening gap in the overnight trade, generate some technical selling. Also, too, we saw the a report come in here that we might see not a big cut in the acres here tomorrow morning
right.
from the FSA, and that led to some selling pressure also, Todd.
Right. I'll take your pot down for just a second. So when you look at tomorrow morning's release, and we're not quite certain that it will happen of the FSA numbers, it will be an update or should be an update of what they have collected over time. I'm wondering if you think it will have much of an impact on the marketplace and how it will be viewed as we head into the grain stocks and then, of course, the WASD numbers that will be replaced in October.
Well, that's a good question. And I believe that it will be kind of a significant report because that's kind of the top of the supply-demand balance sheet when you look at harvested acres and you multiply that times yield and it can move that production number quite a bit. So it's going to be a pretty important event here. Evidently, somebody feels they're not going to lower those, and so it generated some selling and some profit-taking in the spread there, buying the corn, selling the beans, buying the wheat, selling the beans, putting beans down to support here. But that's kind of the moving target, this acreage, harvested acreage number in particular here. If you look at maybe unchanged harvested acres and just lower yield by a bushel here, it still tightens that bottom line up quite a bit. As we've been talking about all along in here, that supply-demand balance sheet for the beans is a little bit tighter there compared to a year ago on the demand side. They didn't increase demand in proportion like they did the corn. As far as the stocks go, that's kind of old news. We'll see where we end up on that. Basically, old crop stocks were tight. That's why the September contract went off the board at some higher levels here.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't a whole lot of supplies around through here. And that's the urgency here between now and 1st of March to get the beans out and satisfy the world demand until the Southern Hemisphere gets online.
You know, the World Agriculture Outlook Board did change the ending stocks for this year. Of course, we'll get to figure out whether NASS agrees with that one, I suppose, at the end of the month, September 30th, and then what the World Ag Outlook Board will do with those for their October report. It's kind of a balancing act over this month period or three to 4 weeks here in September and October because those numbers can change pretty rapidly.
Yeah, when you do the math on it, this is like we've said all along, it's just moving parts to this equation, and that's going to create a lot of ups and downs in the marketplace, and that's good for the producer. They take advantage of the ups, and you know, speculating, you'll try to buy the downs and sell the ups and take a little out of the middle, which is a lot easier said than done.
You heard about anybody who's running either in beans or corn?
Yeah, a lot of reports. It seems on corn, a lot of 180 to 200. Now, there's some yields much, much higher than that in some areas. But for the most part, you know, 200 bushel with the idea that maybe later on that could come down. As far as beans go, a lot of 50 to 60 bushel reports is what we picked up here. But not as many beans being harvested as what we're hearing on corn.
On either side of that coin, it's better than many had expected it might be just a month ago.
Yeah, we've talked to guys who, you know, in some of these drier areas have missed some of these rains, and grant this is early harvest activity. They were hoping for 140, 150, and it's coming in at 190 bushel area. So pleasant surprise thus far. Now, as we move along, we'll hear additional reports. But right now, the trade's trading a 1 to 2 bushel increase in the corn yield, Todd.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
Well, hogs continue to defy the law of gravity up front here. These Octobers zoomed on up above this 91 area. Overall, hog demand remains robust, but we feel we're going to get into much bigger supply situation as we get into the December contract.
Okay, thanks much.
Very good. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens on this Monday afternoon.